We're doing Eov. We're up to what's called the 40th chapter. And Hashem has just concluded one speech to Eov. And Hashem had said to Eov, look at the precision with which I run my world. Look at how I take care of the different creatures I create. And there's no way you could think that this happened by coincidence. And if so, you should realize that you cannot deny Tchiyat HaMetim, that there's a future beyond the grave. Eov's great claim was, if the world ends when I die, so then there's no way to understand how much I'm suffering. Because at this point, there's nothing left to hope for. So he's wrong on two fronts. There's something left to hope for, and the world doesn't end when he dies. And Hashem says, you denied Tchiyat HaMetim, you deny that there's anything beyond this world, and that's part of the reason why you blaspheme. That's part of the reason why you got so upset at me. Well, Eov, we said that was one of Eov's great mistakes. See? So what Hashem's saying when he says you don't understand anything is, you see, I do things beyond your capacity to understand. So then what's to stop me from bringing you back from the dead? Why do you have to assume that it works within your system that life ends when you die? It's unnatural. You never saw anyone come back from the dead. Okay, there are a lot of things you don't understand, Eov. That shouldn't have stopped you from believing in that. And Hashem's saying, you're right. Things are not complete in this world. There isn't a complete payback in this world. But the game's not over when you die. And then Hashem's going to continue and tell him amazing things that Hashem does. And basically the question that Hashem's posing is, why weren't you scared of questioning me the way you did if you see that I do things that are so far beyond your understanding? You realize there's a distance between us. Eov began by saying, I wish we could have it out, God. I wish we could have a judge between us, because I'm sure I would come out victorious. God says, wait a second, I'll answer you, but don't you think, you look at the world and you see there are forces at play that are so much greater than you are. Why doesn't that cause you to stop and realize, so you don't understand? Vayan Adonai et Iyov vayomam. So, there was a pause after God lay out the claims of the previous psukim. God gave Eov a chance to answer, and there's silence. Eov has nothing to say. So after there's silence, Hashem starts again and says, "Harov im Shaddai Yisor." God asks him, "Are you the one that fights with Shakai, with Hashem?" Yiso, Eov, shouldn't you take rebuke? You who have fought with Hashem, shouldn't you accept the reprimand? Shouldn't you do tshuva? Hashem is pointing out, it's true, Eov, you were silent and you didn't continue arguing. But you didn't concede either. So to speak, Eov's silence is indicative of Eov's, he's not putting up a new fight, but he's also non-relenting, he's not giving in. So Hashem says, Harov im Shakai Yiso. Don't you think that someone who fought with God should accept the rebuke? Mochiach Eloah Yanena. And what's fit is that someone who, so to speak, lifted the glove, who took on the fight with God, well then, he should have an answer. Why are you silent, Eov? Vayan Eov et Adonai vayomar. So now Eov's going to answer. And we'll pick up here, Bezlat Shem, next time. Okay, we have another few minutes till Yitzchak comes. Hin kaloti ma'ashiveka. Yov says, I realize that I am light. I realize that I don't know a lot of wisdom. And I did not realize that you oversee everything. So, hen kaloti, Yov says, it is true, I am light. Ma'ashiveka. So what can I answer? I haven't remained silent because I claim I'm right, but rather because I have nothing to say. Yadi samti lemofi. I placed my hand over my mouth, and when you finish saying what you had to say, God, I have nothing to say. Achat dibarti velo e'eneh. He says, I spoke once, and I complained. How could it be that you gave the world over to nature? But now, I'm not going to answer after you've made the claims against me. I realize that I'm wrong. You did oversee everything that was happening to me. You even answered me. One of your claims were that God's never going to say anything. God's not in the picture. I got no one to talk to. But now you did answer me. So now I have nothing to say. So you are watching over what's going on here. Achadibati, I spoke once, velo eneh, but I'm not going to do it a second time. I'm not going to speak against you. Obviously, I'm wrong. Ushtayim velosif. But I did ask two questions. If you're watching over everything, so then why do the righteous suffer? And why do the wicked have it good? So, I don't really have an answer to that question, God. You told me, Eob, you don't know. So I don't know. But I won't ask again. Ushtayim. And the two questions I asked, if you're watching over everything, how come the righteous suffer? How come the wicked have it good? Well, I've said those questions, and I'm not going to ask them again, because I'm scared of questioning you. I don't understand you yet, God, but I also don't dare question. Vayan Adonai et Iyov min sehara vayomar. So Hashem answers Iyov from this whirlwind, from the great wind. Hashem answers Eov and says, so Eov has, in a very wise way, he said, I'm not going to ask the question again. I still have the question, but I'm not going to say it again. You understand that's the best he can do in asking the question again. He's basically restating the question without stating it. Ezol nach gever chalatzecha eshalcha vehodi eini. Shem says to Eov, girdle yourself, put on your belt, get ready to fight, so to speak, strengthen yourself. Ezol nach gever chalatzecha, stand up like a man, eshalcha vehodi eini. And I want to ask you some questions. Now it's my turn to ask questions. And I want you to answer me. And we'll pick up here, Bezlachim, next time.